Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with Vladimir Bitokov for the film Mama, I Am Home, Mama Yadoma.
Yes.
It's a very intense story that you're telling us. So where does it come? Is it based on a true story?
No, it's not a true story.
Where did you come? How did you come up with this?
I've read the script from Maria Izumova, the great script writer. I've read it, so I love it. I love the character, the main character, Tonya. Mm-hmm. So I decided to make this movie. That was the idea.
Easy as that.
Yeah, the easiest way. Easy.
And what was your touch that you put in? Which was your additional touch to the screenplay? How did you work on that? To transform into your film?
Well, I've made a lot of things, a lot of changes with Maria and then without her. First of all, I moved all the story from Rostov on Don to North Caucasus, and I added some characters and I erased some characters, so there was some work on it. But for me, the main thing is in the story is the main character Tonya, yeah. And the way she fights for her truth. That's really touching,
moving, and annoying in terms that you're angry for her.
I am.
Because, you know, you watch the film, she tries to get some replies. Nobody can even consider her to be worth of a reply, mm-hmm. which is the most annoying thing ever. And there is a critical and a very clear depiction of how the power and the politics and are dismissing her. Mm-hmm. Was it something that you had to stress, or was already like this? And this is something that could actually happen in this way?
Well sometimes, yes. Everything in this movie is very special. I mean, I saw a lot of things like this, and I saw some, politics problems, which I tried to show somehow, sometimes with a humor or something like that. But for me... as I told you a bit later, for me it's not a political mm-hmm. sentence. It's just about this woman. That's all.
Yeah, but unfortunately, politics and power mix.
Yeah, but I think in Russia we live very close to political mm-hmm. questions and political topics, so we always live like we need to understand this. We need to see that. Okay.
Listen, how did you work with Tonya to build up the character? Was she a help for you? So did you work together?
Of course. We talked very much to each other. We discussed. We tried to imagine the biography of Tonya, her long story, her life, mm-hmm. what was earlier, what would be later. We talked very much, a lot, sorry for my English, I didn't speak it.
The film is about this woman that is told that her son died at war, or in a specific, we don't have to mm-hmm. explain that much, and she doesn't believe it, because they cannot bring her his body, so this is the thing. Is this something that, again, because it was really touching me, and I was very curious to see how much of invention there is in this, and how much of, inspiration from reality there is in this story. So is this something that actually happened?
Well, a lot of details we took from life, from different stories from all over the country. Mm-hmm. And we tried to feel our story with all these details that took place in somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I can say that some things are true stories, but not the whole. The whole thing.
There are some pieces of true stories in the middle of a creative story. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks
a lot to Vladimir Bitokov, the director of Mama, I'm Home, from the Venice International Film Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.